Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. We read from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 11, Chapter 3, Liberation from the Illusory Energy. Texts 52 and 53. But text 52 is written, so we'll focus on text 52. Please repeat. Sangha,
Sangha.
Upangam, Saparshadam, Tam Tam, Murtim, Swamantrata, Padya, Argya, Achmaniya, Adyai, Snana, Vasa, Vibhushanai, Sangopangam Saparshadam, Tam Tam Murtim Swamantrita, Padyargyai Achmani Adyai, Snana Vaso Vibhushanai, Sangopangam Sabarshadam, Tam Tam Murtim Samantrita, Padyargyachmani Adyai, Snana Vaso Vibhushanai, Sangopangam Saparshadam, Tam Tam Murtim Swamantrita, Padyar Gyamachani Adyai, Snana Vaso Vibhushanai, Sango Pangam Saparshadam, Tam Tam Murtim Samantrita, Adyar Vyacha Mani Adyai, Snana Vaso Vibhushanai, Sangopangam Saparshadam, Tam Tam Murtim Samantrita, Adyargyaya Adyai, Snano Vaso Vibhushanai, Gopangam Sabharshadam, Amtam Murtim Samantrita, Pragya Achanayadhyay. Smana Vaso Vibhushanai. Gampanga Saparshadam. Tam Tam Murtim Samantrita. Padya Gyarcha Mani Adyai. Snana Vaso Vibhushanai. Tango Pangam Saparshadam. Tam Tam Murtim Samantrita. Padyar Gyacha Mani Adyai. Anavaso Vibhushanai. Gopangam Saparshadam. Tam Tam Murtim Swamantrita. Padyargya Chamani Adhyay. Snana Vaso Vibhushanai. Gopangam Saparshadam. Tam Tam Murtim Samantrita. Padyargyaya Chamaniyadhyay. Snana Vaso Vibhushanai. So I'll read the next verse. 53. Gandamalayaksatrugbir Drupadipopaharakai Sangam Sampuja Vivat Stavai Stuvana Meddarim Gandamalakshata Shrugbir Drupadipopaharakai Sangam Sampuja Vidivat Stavai Stuva Namedharim Saanga. Including the limbs of his transcendental body. Upangam. His special bodily features. Such as his Sudarshan disc and other weapons. Saparshadam, along with his personal associates. Tam Tam, each particular. Murtim, deity. Samantrita, by the deity's own mantra. Padya, with water for bathing the feet. Argya, scented water for greeting. Achmaniya, water for washing the mouth. Adyai. And so on. Snana. Water for bathing. Vasa. Fine clothing. Vibhushanai. ornaments. Ganda, with fragrances. Maya, necklaces. Akshata, unbroken barley corns. Shragbi, and flower garlands. Dupa, with incense. Deepa, and lamps. Upaharakai, such offerings. Saangam, in all aspects. Sampujya, completing the worship. Vidivat, in accordance with the prescribed regulations. Stavai stutva, honoring the deity by offering prayers. Namat, one should bow down. Harim, to the Lord. Translation. One should worship the deity along with each of the limbs of his transcendental body, his weapons such as the Sudarshan Chakra, his other bodily features, and his personal associates. One should worship each of these transcendental aspects of the Lord by its own mantra and with offerings of water to wash the feet, scented water, water to wash the mouth, water for bathing, fine clothing and ornaments, fragrant oils, valuable necklaces, unbroken barley corns, flower garlands, incense, and lamps. Having thus completed the worship in all its aspects, in accordance with the prescribed regulations, one should then honor the deity of Lord Hari with prayers and offer obeisances to him by bowing down. Please repeat. One should worship the deity along with each of the limbs of his transcendental body. His weapons, such as the Sudarshan Chakra. His other bodily features. And his personal associates. One should worship each of these transcendental aspects of the Lord by its own mantra and with offerings of water to wash the feet, scented water, water to wash the mouth, water for bathing, fine clothing and ornaments, fragrant oils, valuable necklaces, unbroken barley corns, flower garlands, incense, and lamps. Having thus completed the worship in all its aspects, in accordance with the prescribed regulations, one should then honor the deity of Lord Hari with prayers, and offer obeisances to Him by bowing down. Purport. Srila Sridhar Swami mentions that akshata, or unbroken barley corns, mentioned in verse 53, are to be used in decorating the deity with tilak and not in the actual puja. Nakshatai archayad vishnum naketakya maheshwaram. Lord Vishnu should not be worshipped with unbroken barley corns, and Lord Shiva should not be worshipped with the Kentucky flowers. Hare Krishna. So this pair of verses describes the process of deity worship, which all of us engage in. According to Srimad Bhagavatam, watching the worship of the deity performed by another devotee also counts as deity worship. So by watching, for example, the aarti being offered to the deity, one is engaged in deity worship, and one gets the same benefit. From the material perspective, the deity looks like a statue made of marble or of metal or of wood. So why would a mature, intelligent person worship what appear to be statues or dolls made of material substances such as stone or wood or metal? The science is that Krishna is absolute, and so his name, his form, his qualities, his pastimes, his paraphernalia are all not different from him. Also, Krishna knows that his devotees want to worship him, but because they cannot see or touch his original transcendental form with their present senses, he manifests himself in the form of the deity so that they can worship him and serve him. So this merciful manifestation of the Lord, Archamurti, or Archa Avatar, it's an avatar. It is a form of the Lord that descends so that his devotees can handle him and worship him and serve him. It is mentioned here various regulative principles for worshiping the deity. And Srila Prabhupada has introduced deity worship within ISKCON according to the rules and regulations. And so often when he mentions deity worship, he specifically mentions according to the rules and regulations of the scriptures. Because it is a great science, and it and the worship and service must be executed according to the approved method. The the Lord is the origin of everything. Janmadiyasyataha. So whatever we experience in the material world exists in its original pure form in the spiritual world. So the Lord has he has form, he has associates, he has weapons, he has limbs, he has different bodily features, just like we do. And in fact, his form and paraphernalia is the origin of our forms and paraphernalia. And just as we have garments and ornaments and can use scented oils and lamps and incense, so all of those items are meant for the worship of the Lord. And in fact, in deity worship, we practice making the Lord the center. The conditioned soul is absorbed in himself, in the bodily concept of life, and makes his body or his mind and senses or the extensions of the body, such as his family members, the center. But the process of Krishna consciousness, the process of spiritual advancement, is to place the Lord in the center, in his rightful position, and to see ourselves as his eternal servant. And therefore, all paraphernalia is meant to be engaged in his service. And as Srila Prabhupada says, if you dress the deity in beautiful garments, then you will lose the desire to dress yourself in beautiful garments. In other words, by engaging in the service of the senses of the Lord, our senses will become so satisfied transcendentally that we won't want to indulge our senses materially. So the process of deity worship is very important. And Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, in his book Madhurya Kadambani, in which he elaborates on the different stages of devotional service enumerated by Srila Rupa Goswami in The Nectar of Devotion, the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Ado Shraddha Tata Sadhu Sangha Tata Bhajana Kriya, and so on. He explains that these different stages are different degrees of changing the emphasis or the focus from one's own self to Krishna. up until the stage of nishta, the devotee is still very much in the bodily concept of life. He's a devotee, but he's in the bodily concept of life. And he sees himself as the center. Every conditioned soul sees himself as the center. And everything as revolving around him, or he wants everything to revolve around him according to his wishes and desires. And that aham mameti, I and mine. But as we progress through these different stages, that sense of aham mameti, I and mine, shifts. Instead of thinking of ourselves in terms of the body, the mind and senses, and instead of thinking of things as belonging to me, our consciousness gradually shifts to thinking that I am Krishna's and everything belongs to Krishna. So that progress takes place gradually as we advance through the different stages. And at the stage of nishta, after anartha nivritti, it's sort of half and half. So like we're the center and half Krishna's the center. And then as we make further progress, we become more absorbed in Krishna and less absorbed in ourselves. And then when we come to sadhya bhakti, bhava bhakti and prema bhakti, then Krishna is the center. And the sense of proprietorship is completely transferred, that that I am Krishna's and Krishna is mine. Aham mameti, I am Krishna and Krishna is mine and nothing else. So at least when devotees are engaged in the process of deity worship, they are forced to focus on Krishna as the center and to engage all paraphernalia in the service of Krishna for the satisfaction of Krishna. And that is actually a taste of the spiritual world. That's what distinguishes the spiritual world from the material world, that everything in the spiritual world, including all the living entities who are all devotees, are fully engaged in the service of the Lord, for the pleasure and satisfaction of the Lord. And then after the worship is completed, the devotee offers prayers and offers obeisances by bowing down. So much of what we have in ISKCON, or practically everything that we have in ISKCON, that Srila Prabhupada gave us that we may take for granted, actually comes from the scriptures and is part of a scientific process that is meant to purify our hearts, our minds and senses, and elevate us to the transcendental platform where we can actually enjoy eternity, knowledge, and bliss. And of course, the chanting of the holy name is most important. And Srila Jiva Goswami remarks that deity worship should be accompanied by the chanting of the holy names, Of course, during the worship, different mantras are recited. That's also mentioned in the verse. And then in arati and other festive occasions, there's chanting of the holy names in kirtan. And that makes the worship complete. Hare Krishna. So are there any questions or comments? 1, 2, 3. All right, 1, 2, 3. He's
I have a question to ask you. Say, like, is a person in a mental institution, do they have a right to blame Krishna for being in a mental institution and being on a court order meds? Like, when they're on a court order meds, they have to take them out either by mouth or shot. Do they have a right to blame Krishna? Would the Yamadutas get them or take them to King Yamaha and then King Yamaha's judging them for and signing the hellish punishment for blaming Krishna being on quarter of meds and being in the hospital in their mental problems? Will the Yamadutas get them for doing that, blaming Krishna about it? What do you think, sir?
I couldn't follow completely.
Can you blame the Yamadutas?
No, blame not.
Krishna, if the Yamadutas get you?
Is that the question?
Yeah, it's a person. Say, like, it's a person blames Krishna for having mental problems, being in the hospital, being on quarter meds. Will Krishna send the Yamadutas after them for blaming him for being in
mental problems? Oh, I see. The question is, if a devotee is in difficulty and he blames Krishna, will Krishna, yes, like being in the hospital with some illness or something.
Yeah.
So if the devotee blames Krishna, then at the time of death, will Krishna send the Yamadutas to punish him?
After death, will he send the Yamadutas after for blaming Krishna for having mental problems? Being on court or meds, being in a hospital, will he punish them for doing that?
Well, Krishna, this is a very interesting question, because the devotee is aware of Krishna, but not fully aware of Krishna. Because if the devotee was fully aware of Krishna, the devotee wouldn't blame Krishna. In fact, Srimad Bhagavatam explains what the devotee's mood is or should be. Tatenu kampamsu samikshamana, that the devotee is always awaiting Krishna's mercy or expecting Krishna's mercy. And when he's in difficulty, he considers, and actually it is a fact, he considers that whatever difficulty he's in is due to his own past misdeeds. It's not due to Krishna, it's due to his own past misdeeds. And he also thinks that he has been so bad that he deserves to suffer worse. But Krishna, out of his mercy, is reducing his suffering. And he increases his devotional service. And the verse in Srimad Bhagavatam, spoken by Lord Brahma, says that if someone acts in that way, you know, patiently tolerating the reactions to his misdeeds and awaiting the mercy of the Lord, or expecting the mercy of the Lord, or taking it as the mercy of the Lord, and engaging in devotional service with his body, mind, and words, that person earns the right to enter the kingdom of God. Just like
something else to tell you. While then, like, in the mental institution, the hospitalized, being on quarter meds, I was blaming God, Krishna, for being in the hospital and my mental illness. I blame Krishna for being in my mental illness, quarter meds, being in the hospital. Why would the Yama, if by my time of death, will the Yamadutas get me for blaming Krishna, for blaming Krishna for my mental problems, quarter of meds, and being in the hospital? Will the Yamadutas get me for blaming him for doing that? What do you think?
Oh, so now he's making it personal. He's saying that he was in a mental hospital and taking medication, and he blamed Krishna. So his question is, will the Yamadutas get him because of his blaming Krishna? Well, as I mentioned, blaming Krishna is not really the mood of the devotee, but you still have time to, put your relationship with Krishna in proper order. And if you do that, then you won't have to suffer for blaming Krishna. Because you would have, for example, you blamed Krishna. Now Krishna's here in the form of the deity, so you can go to the deity and say, in my madness I blamed you, but I should not have blamed you. I was just suffering the reactions to my own past misdeeds, and actually you were very merciful because you got me out of the hospital and you've given me the association of devotees, so I've committed offenses against you, so please forgive me.
Are you saying that Yamadutas will get me for blaming Krishna, having mental problems, being in a hospital, in medication, quarter of medication, like they either I take it by mouth or it's like I blame Krishna for doing those three things.
Yeah, but do you blame Krishna now?
Well, like I told Krishna, if you have do stuff like that, I'm very very pissed at him for doing this to me.
Well, I don't think I can say more than what I've already said. But maybe one of the devotees who knows you well can discuss with you in more detail. But just chant. Whatever happens, just keep chanting, and that will help you. Hare Krishna. I don't know. Because you're still young. You have time. So I think it depends on how you conduct yourself in the time that you have left.
Okay. I'm about 42 years old.
But
I'm about 42 years old. 42.
All right, well, ordinarily you could live another 42 years.
Yeah, I'm still young.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, I'm going to take some other questions now.
Okay.
Yes, Nityananda Chandra Prabhu.
Hare Krishna. In the end of the talk, you gave some encouragement for chanting the holy name in front of the deities. I wanted to know if you could give us some more words, especially for like Saturdays and Sundays when we have a lot of congregation. Most of them, they understand the part of, you know, watching the deities and engage in their worship, but it's hard to find a powerful way to encourage them to chant the holy name and dance or just chant with enthusiasm. So what other encouragements could you give?
Well, there's two processes. There's precept and example. So precept, we give talks and we speak about the importance of chanting the holy name, and if they hear the instructions, they will understand the importance of chanting. And then example, you know, if we have nice kirtan and nice dancing, I mean, and can somehow engage them, then, you know, they could be drawn into it. You know, if melodious, heartfelt, devotional kirtan, it can draw them in, even if they tend to be on the ritualistic side from their previous association and conditioning. Yes.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, thank you for the wonderful talk. You mentioned about the deity worship, and the shlokas mention about deity worship. How do we understand, like when Muslims, they attacked Vrindavan temple, they broke so many deities. So how do we understand? Krishna was there, Krishna wasn't there in those deities?
Well, the deity is, it's Krishna, but it's both. I mean, you can see the deity. It's marble, but it's Krishna, but it's marble. No, it's brass, but it's Krishna, or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu. But it's brass, or it's wood, but it's also Jagannath and Baladev and Subhadra, but it's also wood. So, because the deities have the material ingredients, or apparently material ingredients, we may also have to maintain them. Like we polish the brass, for example. So when some infidel, like you gave some Muslims come and they break the deity. Well, they're breaking the stone. They're not touching Krishna. But by breaking the deity, they are, committing terrible offenses. So they'll have to suffer the reactions for the offenses. But they're not touching Krishna. And in those broken pieces, I mean, Krishna's everywhere in that sense. So, I mean, he's in the microphone, he's in the chair, he's in the table, he's everywhere. But he's not in the broken pieces as the Archamurti, as the worshipable form of the deity. Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you. I was just curious, you know, every day we chant the lotus feet of our spiritual master are the only way by which we can attain pure devotional service. And of course, pure devotional service is our goal in Krishna consciousness. So I was just curious, if you could give us some, you know, ideas about how we can understand how to please the spiritual master.
Well, the answer is almost in the question, master, so that spiritual master. So that means your servant. And so the servant pleases the master by following the master's instructions. That's the basic relationship. And that's how you please the master, by following the instructions.
Just have something to share with Vidura Peru's question. Giri Govardhan Das, he was giving class on Ishapanishad in D.C. And there's a part in the Ishapanishad where Prabhupada talks about deity worship, and then he brings up this topic. And he says that Krishna in the deity form, he's in the role of accepting service, that he's not in the role of controlling, but rather receiving care and service. And he said that the same personalities who are attacking the deity, if you were to ask them, you say the Quran is sacred, that it's not a mundane book, it is sacred. If someone attacks the Quran, will the Quran protect itself? No, people have burned holy books before, and they, in the same way, so they're meant to be protected and served, not that they act as controllers in that form.
That's a very good answer. Very good answer.
Name the deities rather Londoneshwara and rather Parisishwara. So they are the Ishwara. He is the Ishwara of Dallas.
Yeah. Now there are examples when deities have, like in the fifth canto, the deity of Durga became angry, and so there can be exceptions, but generally it's true the deity comes to accept our service, and so it's our service to protect the deity. And so we have, that's why we have these gates, you know, to protect the deity. And that's true. They worship the book. We also worship the book. In many traditions, they worship the book. And it's for them, it's more than just paper and ink, but it's sacred. And so that's a good point, that we can attempt to burn the book and the book won't defend itself. We have to try to protect the book. But if we do burn the book, the knowledge is not lost, or the spiritual identity of the book is not lost, but the paper and ink is lost in that manifestation. All right. Thank you all very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Shri Shri Radha Kala Chandri ki jai.
Shri Radha Swami Maharaj ki jai.